While the most promising AIDS vaccine trial ever took place in Thailand, Africa is playing a major role in AIDS vaccine research. The International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, or IAVI, works in partnership with African countries in researching the virus which has infected tens of millions of people on the continent. Gwyneth Stevens is the director of the initiative's Clinical Laboratory Program for Research and Development in South Africa. She says the benefits for Africa are immense.
Today, IAVI supports and operates 11 sophisticated clinical trial facilities in collaboration with local scientists and institutions in 5 countries in Africa. So currently, they make a huge contribution to the data that is generated.
The 5 countries are Kenya, Uganda, South Africa, Rwanda, and Zambia. She adds that the sites generate valuable information on HIV prevalence and incidence, immunology and safety, as well as on the development of disease. Stevens says the only real way to stop the AIDS epidemic is by developing a vaccine. There is no cure. While antiretroviral drugs prolong lives, they still fail to rid the body completely of HIV. She says while working toward that goal, IAVI is strengthening local and national healthcare systems.
While we are en route to the development of a vaccine, there are huge contributions that NGOs like ourselves make to Africa. For example, capacity building. You know, we built state-of-the-art laboratories and up the standard of healthcare in those regions simply by being there and by developing facility to support the clinical trials as we endeavor to produce a vaccine.
Scientists don't know when a successful AIDS vaccine might be found. However, Stevens points to the encouraging results of the trial conducted in Thailand last year, in which almost a third of those participating were protected against HIV infection.
So although we can't pinpoint an exact day and time, I think the scientific breakthroughs over the last 18 months have really showed us that scientifically the development of a preventative HIV vaccine is possible.
The trials are conducted in 3 phases. The Thailand trial was a 3rd phase experiment. Follow-up trials are planned, but the first one is a long way off. It's not expected to begin until 2014. None of the vaccine candidates being studied in Africa have gotten that far. However, there are a number of promising candidates that will undergo further testing at the end of this year or in 2011. If they're successful, they could go to the last stage of testing, Phase 3 trials, by 2014. I'm Cole Mallard in Washington.